So Simon sowed a seed into Jesus' ministry. He gave him his time. He gave him his boat. In my book, that's a seed sown. And so now it's harvest time. And Jesus gives Simon a specific instruction. In verse 4 says, Jesus told Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless. See, Simon started hitting him with the excuse and hitting him with the reason why he shouldn't obey his voice, but then it dawned on him. Nevertheless, because you said so, at your will, you told me to do this. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And so now if you read on down, you'll see what happened. They got to catching fish. And I mean, he obeyed the word of God and harvest showed up. He went out there, he let the net down where he said, when he said, and there was the harvest. So much so that Simon had to call to the rest of his crew, more boats to come in. And the fish were about to sink, not just his boat, it was about to sink all of the boats because they were catching so much fish. And I mean, they fished for a living. That was the way they made money. So all the fish equate to money. So they got paid real good that day. So that seed sown of giving Jesus the time and the effort with the boat, they reaped a huge harvest. So obeying the voice of God gets you to your harvest. We'll do another example or two. In 2 Kings, there's a man by the name of Naaman. And Naaman had leprosy. And I'm gonna run through this instead of reading it. Naaman had leprosy. Everybody knows the story. And someone sent word to Naaman, go see the prophet. Go talk to the prophet. And then they sent word to the prophet. We have a man that's worthy of being healed named Naaman. And so Naaman rides his horses and chariots out to see Elijah. And Elijah just sends a message out. Elijah doesn't even come out the house to see him. He doesn't come do nothing. He sent word, go tell Naaman to go dip in the River Jordan 7 times. He'll be clean. He'll be well. He'll be whole. But Naaman being a high-ranking man, a man of power, a man of importance, he got mad about that. He's like, man, I thought for sure he would at least come out to see me. And then out of all the rivers, the Jordan River, Damascus has 2 other good rivers. Why do you want me to dip in the River Jordan? But Naaman was blessed to have a servant who was smart enough to realize he was missing his chance at harvest. He said, Master, if he had told you any grand, big old, flashy thing to do, you would have jumped at it. How easy should it be for you just ease out to the River Jordan and go dip 7 times? And Naaman came to his senses, and sure enough, just as the word told him, his skin was as clear as it was when he was a kid. Listening to the voice of God will get you to your harvest, get you to your response, your manifestation. A couple of examples from myself. I can remember way back. Way back when I was, I think we'd been married 2 or 3 years, about 3 years, something like that. But anyways, we stayed in a small, let's just call it a fixer-upper, but it was really small and it needed a lot of fixer-upper in. And by that time, we had done had our second kid, and we were, by this time, we were really crowded. And then I had a cousin to run up on a situation, and she needed a place to stay, and she was staying with us too. So we were really crowded. And being young, a young couple with young kids, we were really, really itching to have a new place to stay, something that's comfortable and big enough, and so on and so forth. And I'll never forget asking God and believing God and doing all this stuff. But I remember sitting back there with my, the booth was where I always was. And seemed like it was a Sunday night, I can't remember. But I remember Lord saying, give what you got. And at the time, the employment I had, we was doing what we could do. And I remember whatever the amount was, I think I do remember the amount. But whatever was in the checking account, he said, give what you got. And I remember writing a check for whatever was left in the account. And I showed it to my wife as I left the booth, walked by her, and I showed her. I said, this is what the Lord said, do. And she said, okay. And I walked up here and put it and sowed the seed. Of course, I'm skipping a lot of stuff. And sometime within the next week or so, we were viewing the house and looking at the house. And then the next week or so, we were talking to a lender or a banker or something, or whoever it was. And then, and sometimes harvest works like this. Sometimes you do that, and you do that, and then you have to wait. And you know, a lot of times if you talk to a bank, you can close on the house in a few weeks or a month, 2 months. We waited several months, 3 or 4 or 5 months. I forget how long it was. But we still live in the house now. Because, I mean, we obeyed the voice of God. I got me one other example. I'm going to speed this up. There was a time, this was a couple of years ago, I had a friend, a co-worker, that was, he's like, hey, man, can you teach me how to hang crown molding? I said, sure, no problem. He said, I want to hang something in my house. I'm building myself a house. I want to hang it in my new house. And if you'll show me how, I believe I can get it, and I'll do it myself. The rest of myself. So we made appointments and we worked out our schedules and stuff. I showed up at his house. I had my saw and nail gun and all this stuff, or whatever it was that he didn't have that we needed to do the job with. And I probably told this story before, but I showed up and he, while we were working, I was setting everything up. And the whole time I've been believing for a better saw for a long time. What I had was a get me by guy. I mean, it was that's what it did. It was as good as it was, but it wasn't what I needed. But anyways, showed up, was setting up, and while I was setting up, he was just chatting with me. He said, man, I'm gonna have to get me one of these kind of saws. And he started asking me about where do you find one like this and how much are they and so on and so forth, while he was talking to me about trying to acquire a saw so that he could put crown molding and whatever else in his house. I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, just give him that one. And I was like, Lord, tomorrow or day after tomorrow, I start another job that's going to take me a while to finish. I need this saw. I mean, this job is one of these jobs where I need this saw. I mean, out of all my saws I got, I need this one. And he said, do you want your new ones? I said, I do. He said, well, this man needs this one more than you do.